97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
How about that? I don't know, what, 4 hours away or so from the gaveling in of the Missouri Senate for the session. You heard the Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger on with us a bit earlier. If you missed that, you can always go back and pick up the podcast on the Odyssey app or 971talk.com, wherever you download your podcast. The Lieutenant Governor is worried that, you know, as usual, it's business as usual in Jeff City again, where a lot of the power brokers and the lobbyists pulled the strings down there, and you get to the end of the session and maybe 10 or 15 things have gotten done out of the hundreds of bills that are pre-filed when that opens in December. So we've got Senator Nick Schroer on the line with us, of course, head of the Freedom Caucus down there. Nick, good morning to you.
Yeah, thank you for, thanks for having me on.
You bet, man. So are you excited for getting things underway this afternoon?
I am, and it's kind of that feeling if any of the listeners have played sports or going into a big game. It's kind of that feeling, you know, I played college football, high school football, and sometimes you just got to play that smash mouth, pop them right in the mouth football. And yeah, I do fear that there is a mentality and a feeling of a lot of the lobbyists, the special interest groups, wanting that same behavior, the business as usual, like David Wassinger was talking about. But thanks to the Freedom Caucus, we had one of the most successful years last year. And I think now with all of the talk about cutting taxes and school choice and cutting spending, that's something that I've been saying for a very long time. I think 2026 is poised to be one of the most successful years that we could have as a Republican supermajority.
Well, you know, you showed something by being willing to bring up the PQ last year. The Lieutenant Governor said this, I saw it mentioned in several press reports, that the Democrats are particularly peeved about that, and they could try to slow down the system because they're angry that the supermajority used its power to get some stuff done.
Yeah, I think the Democrats are always a little bit crabby and cranky in the state of Missouri because we're refusing to allow them to turn it into a socialist cesspool, so to speak. So, yeah, I saw some of the Democrats last night from the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House. A lot of people are in and out of the building last night and this morning getting ready. And there's a weird vibe within the Democrat Party because not a lot of people were reporting on this. During the interim, there was a move for the minority leader, Doug Beck, to get ousted out by the other Democrats. And Stephen Weber was one who everybody thought was going to be the new Democrat minority leader. And the infighting within the Democrats, people stabbing each other in the back, that's caused some division. So not a lot of people are talking about the qualms within the Missouri Democrat Party. So that's another thing to keep your eye on as we're trying to put a lot of the power back in the hands of the people this session.
All right. You mentioned school choice. That's a big one for me. We've moved the ball in that direction, right, with some of the tax credits and people being able to utilize those. But, man, I want a school voucher where people yep. can have the freedom, who are tied down, let's say, in the city of St. Louis, can't afford to move. They can take the money that would have been spent there and send their kid to Ladue if they want.
Yeah, I agree 100%. If we're going to move the state in a direction that's competing with, and I hate to say it because we always used to make fun of Arkansas Kansas when we were growing up. But look, Arkansas and Tennessee and Texas and Florida, you look at this U-Haul report of where people are moving to, and it's states with zero income tax, states with zero personal property tax, states with school choice. And I've got a bill that would allow a tax offset for tuition. It is a form of a voucher. It's not, you know, titled as such, but you're still allowing the public school to receive the funding up front. But then you take that funding and say, look, I had to spend it on a private school or homeschooling or whatever it may be. And you get a tax write off. So it's not costing you more to pay for a failing school and then the appropriate education for your kid. We absolutely have to have school choice done in the state of Missouri. Last night, I had a conversation with the Speaker of the House. He agrees. I had a conversation earlier with Governor Mike Kehoe. He agrees. So let's stop talking and get to work.
Going back to this whole idea of getting rid of the state income tax, personal property tax, obviously I'm a big proponent of that. But you hear a lot of the lawmakers say, well, if we get rid of that, then we have to understandably make up the revenue. And so we'll just kind of shift the taxes over here. Now, I wanted to get your response to something that one of the listeners messaged us on our text line saying, why is it that politicians never talk about decreasing spending? They just talk about shifting taxes from one type of tax to another. Because, Nick, I think about, you know, DOGE and how much wasteful spending they were able to cut on the federal level. Certainly, that has to exist on the local level.
Yeah, I know the state of Missouri, we've got two different committees in the House and the Senate that are similar to DOGE. But that listener should probably go and subscribe to my social media pages, because I've been talking about cutting spending for a very long time. That's one of the reasons the Missouri Freedom Caucus was formed in the first place, is because we're spending too much of the people's money. And I've got several different bills. I've got a bill to phase out Missouri income tax. I've got a bill that would go onto the ballot for voters to vote and get rid of personal property tax. But neither one of them are replacing this so-called revenue. Neither one of them are dipping back into the people's pockets to give government more money. And the reason being, the government should operate like all of us and our families and our businesses. And when you have less revenue coming in, you've got to prioritize where the money's going out. And when it comes to government, I see it every single year in the budget. And it's one of the reasons I vote and try to strip pieces out of the budget, is that we are using government money in the public sector to fund all of these things that the private sector should be stepping up to the plate and funding museums and all of these other little special pet projects in certain districts. And I heard in a conversation earlier with Governor Mike Kehoe, he said we're going to learn more on the 13th. He's around the building this morning, one of the only governors I've ever served under to work the halls and start talking to people on opening day. But he even said, look, we've got to cut spending. We've got to cut the budget back. He probably... You know, we'll see on the 13th where his vision is, but politicians need to absolutely start moving into that direction rather than saying we've got to make up the revenue. No, we've got to return this money back to the people and start spending it wiser and cutting a lot of where we previously were spending.
I know you've got high hopes that we get a few key accomplishments done this year. Lieutenant Governor was lamenting the fact that it's a long session, maybe longer than any of the other part-time legislatures in the country. He would like to see it shortened. He said nothing's going to get done between now and their spring break, and then everything gets crammed into the last few weeks of the session. You agree with that?
It really depends on the session. There are some sessions where, like in 2019, when I did my heartbeat bill, a lot of that work was done on the House side, and the Senate side, when they came back from spring break, it was all teed up and ready to go. Even last year, we saw the fix for Amendment 3 that was done on the very last day of session. That work, I'm going to tell you right now, that work from the Freedom Caucus, we met the very first day of session with leadership in the Missouri Senate to kind of outline the moves that we have to make and the bill having to come over from the House. So it really depends on the session. If the Democrats are going to start out coming through on their promise of killing everything and filibustering until the session is ended, then yeah, you're going to see the Missouri House moving at lightning speed to get certain things over to the Missouri Senate. So I think it's really going to depend on what the Democrats do coming out of the gate. Are they going to be the obstructionists that they have been, that, you know, you never hear the media reporting on? Or are they going to sit down and actually try to move and work with the people of Missouri, the supermajority Republican Party that the people of Missouri have voted in?
That's a good point. State Senator Nick Schroer with us. Any indication that people like, Missouri Freedom Caucus members might lose access to their parking or have their furniture taken away for any reason this year?
Well, yeah, that was a couple of years ago, right when we were brand new, and I was a brand new freshman legislator. They couldn't move my parking spot because it was the worst one in the garage out there. But yeah, they threatened to take our furniture. They took away chairmanships. But as of right now, it's looking real good. I'm the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, one of the most powerful committees over here in the Senate. We got a lot of work done with the governor last year. It's a night and day difference from getting our parking spots and chairmanships taken away. And even our bills. Our bills were stripped from us and given to other members that were non-Freedom Caucus. In just this past year, the first, the last, and many of the bills that Governor Kehoe had on his desk were Freedom Caucus bills. So I think the establishment sees the writing on the wall that the people of Missouri are sick and tired of the spineless approach, the George Bush era Republicans, and they want fighters. And a lot of these fighters, my good friend Jim Avery is running for Missouri Senate, and he's got a lot of people behind him because he's got the cojones to stand up and say, look, we got to start doing what the people want and not special interests.
Yeah, it's a good point. I hope we get to more of that. You still have that baseball bat framed up on your office wall down there?
It's right next to my window now. You'll have to come down and look at it. Our good friend Rick Pogue was one who made that. One of the companies made that for me. Because I said this place, and I came in here in 2017, was a lot like The Walking Dead. You've got zombies just taking orders. And I kind of feel like Negan sometimes, that, yeah, sometimes I got to slash the budget, and I'm the bad guy. But when you truly look at these positions of the Freedom Caucus, returning the power to the people, cutting spending, cutting money, the establishment is going to get a little upset about that. But when you go back home and start talking to the people that sent you here, the true people that you're working for, they really want that approach.
I would agree. Nick Schorr, keep up the good work, my friend. Good luck.
Absolutely. God bless you all.
Yep. We'll talk soon. State Senator Nick Schorr. Yeah, he's got a framed Lucille baseball bat with the barbed wire wrapped around the end of it, framed in a box or hanging up on his wall. I think it's framed in a box, hanging up on his when you walk in. He's got it right by his window.
We need to, just in case
any zombies wake up down in the state house.
We need to get him a flamethrower and we could put it in one of those shadow boxes.
I'm sure he's got one for his office. I know he and Igo both have a flamethrower. I've seen him use it before, famously.
That would be a funny gift.
All right, coming up, we'll get to Kim on a Whim. What are we talking about?
You know, sometimes there are those stories you're listening to in the car and they stop you dead in your tracks because you're so dumbfounded about them. This morning that happened on my way into the studio. We're talking COVID era, like isolation, quarantining. My goodness, I'll explain on the other side of the break.
Get more at 971talk.com.